I mean, in the beginning of Shara's Tshuva, he's talking about how bad it is, someone who delays to do Tshuva. Tshuva is such a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's in a path of chet, he's in a path, calls it a tunnel of destruction, a path of wrath to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he has a way to get out, a tunnel to get out. And if he delays, it's a terrible thing. So famously, Rabbeinu Yonah gives a marshal from Chazal. The marshal, Kacha Listim, there was a group of bandits, thieves, that got caught, and they were put in prison. And what happened was, Chosru Machteret, some of the criminals, like criminals do, they broke a escape route, they dug in a escape route, a Portsuvi Avar. One of the criminals, he decided to stay. A good citizen. Bosar Besasar Varom Machteret Chadur of Isha Hu Adenu Etzor. The officer, the head officer of the prison, he came and he said, "Hello, you're still here?" He said, "How could you stay here? How could you not take the opportunity to escape for your lives?" And there's a famous question that's asked on this marshal. At the end of the day, this prisoner who stayed, he was being a good citizen. He was obeying the law. When the king has a law that someone who transgresses the law, he gets put in prison. He's supposed to stay in prison. You're not supposed to break out. That's a criminal crime in and of itself. So at the end of the day, he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. Why did he get patched? Why did the Sar Beis HaSar hit him? So there is a mahalach, which is probably true, that it shows he doesn't realize the severity of the chet. I would like to share with you another thought, another machshava. Shimpanim l'tara, there's a lot of depth. I'll say this, Dvor B'Shem Oimer, Shemai Mechutin, Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro Shlita. I actually heard this last year. Ella was zeichet to marry off my daughter. And actually, during one of the Shever Brachas, he spoke about the Shari Tshuva. Believe it or not, during the Shever Brachas, he spoke about the Shari Tshuva. And he said, it's a different thought. He wasn't happy with the previous Pshat, he said. And he said, the Chazal are teaching us a tremendous insight that might help us, definitely help us if we absorb it, help us come to Tshuva. Chazal are saying that very often, to do tshuva, you actually have to be a criminal. You can't continue to be a good citizen. What does this mean? A good citizen, I'll explain a little bit, be my understanding. A good citizen, he's confined by the law, there's boundaries. Okay, this person was a thief previously, but now there's a law, you have to stay in prison. But, hello, this is connected to your life. You're going to remain in prison for the rest of your life. You're not going to have a life. You have to sometimes shake the boat. You have to think out of the box. You have to shake things up. You have to rock the boat. There's a certain tenua, there's a certain muscle in our koichas hanefesh, in our behavior pattern, that usually is a good thing, and that's to be a good boy, a good person, a good citizen, we call it. Ezrach tov. You be a good person. You know, don't go and break the boundaries. Don't break the law. Don't go out of the lines. But it could be specifically in tshuva. This serves us to a disservice. This is actually a disservice. Because tshuva, azivas achet, the Rambam is mavur, azivas achet is not only to leave the chet, it's very hard to leave the action of chet. The Rambam says it's to leave the machshavas achet. There's a certain mindset and a way of life that the chote has dug for himself. He's in a certain groove and a certain mindset and an identity that the chet has become part of that box. And to just step out of the chet is not possible. He's trapped in to the way, his way of life. There's a certain muscle that a criminal has, that a criminal, I don't care about rules, I want something, I'm going to do anything. I'll rob a bank. Chas v'shalom, sometimes they'll kill people. I didn't mean that. But they think out of the box. Many times, someone who has to do tshuva, he has to shake up his life. I'll give you a few examples. Somebody who is not learning, not spending enough time in learning. Work is taking over his life. We don't understand how deep and rooted the behavior pattern that I just mentioned before is in our koichas hanefesh. A person could have a path of life. He spends a certain amount of time in work, and he knows deep down well and well that he's falling in Torah, in Tefillah, many often in Shalom Bayis. And he doesn't spend enough time in these things. But why doesn't he change? The depth of one of the main reasons why he doesn't change is because there's a life continues. There's a parent, there's a one of the deep koiches and nefeshes. Well, this is the way it is. It's going to continue. It doesn't make sense, but it's going to continue. That's deeply rooted in our... We need a certain power to shake it up. This can't continue. It's a strong koyach. We'll call it a koyach of a criminal. It's a person. It's a certain wildness, we'll call it. It's a certain... To make an upheaval. An upheaval. The Alishor, in the beginning of Alishor, Mamish, Amin Alishor, he brings from the Rambam, and he compares tshuva. He says, through tshuva, a person could be nepach lish acher. Nepach means an upheaval. It doesn't mean a small improvement. When a person tries to make a small improvement, it would be great if you could do the small improvement. The small improvement is also great. But it doesn't hold because you're fastened and you're stuck to your previous identity. This could be the message that Chazal are telling us. When your life's at danger, you have to think out of the box. Ein chovish, Chazal say, ein chovish matir atzmi beis asurim. Someone who's imprisoned can't free himself. Well, add on, that's if he's imprisoned. The reason why, and because in his identity, he sees himself as a prisoner. He can't free himself. If you make a mapecha, if you rock the boat, if you go wild, you break, we call in Hebrew, lishbor takelim, shviris hakelim. You go and you say, I don't know what's going to be, but this can't continue. This opens up the path of tshuva. This is what Chazal is telling us. We'll end off with this. The Rabbeinu Yoina in Shar Sheni, he's talking about the ways to come to tshuva. And he says that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he compares to someone who's in a real court case. He says, oh, someone in a real court case doesn't go on business as usual. Even if he has a business and a very successful business, he definitely takes time off. He can't just continue things as usual, business as usual. Business as usual doesn't work. He changes. He takes off time. He's totally focused on his court case, which is going to decide the fate of his life. Then Rabbeinu Yonah says, famously, L'chein manolu noyalu hayoitzim lepolom alavaydosam adi erev bayomim anayroim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, how foolish are those who go out to work adi erev. Doesn't say you can't go out to work at all, but they go to late at night, which means the same way they do all year round. They're going adi erev. Continue business as usual, aseres yimei tshuva. Agav, he calls aseres yimei tshuva yom anayroim. Aseres yimei tshuva are part of the yom anayroim. And these noyridika days, these awesome days, where there's so much potential, and there's so much at line. What's Rabbeinu Yoyin saying? Rabbeinu Yoyin is saying that somebody doing a Aseres Yimei Tshuva doesn't shake up his schedule. Something's wrong with the person. I think the depth part, many layers, many depths in Tivri Chazal, Tivri Chachamenu, but one of the depths is he's saying that this idea of taking off time from work, it shows that you're not just trying to make an improvement. That's not going to work in tshuva. Tshuva is you got to shake things up. Like we saw before, you have to use a criminal muscle. You got to, it doesn't make sense. The work, I'm asking, there's so many times. That's exactly what the Yetzirah courts gets us in. In our previous mindset and way of life, it doesn't make sense. It's not going to work out business-wise. The way we run our life, I don't have enough time to spend with my wife, but what can I do? This is the way I run. I don't spend enough time with chinuch. I don't spend enough time in tefillah. The first thing is shake the boat. It can't continue. It has to stop here. This is one of the first pa'ulas that a person who's coming to tshuva has to feel. Something's got to change. I got to go wild. I got to be shoyver zakeilim. This was the depth of the mashal of Chazal. Chazal comparing it to a criminal who turned into a good citizen and there's a taina on him. If you're going to remain a good citizen, there's a part of a goody-goody mindset, a good person citizen, you're going to be stuck sometimes in your deepest garbage. In this case, he was stuck forever his life as a criminal. You gotta go make a tunnel, go against the laws, out of the box, break, shake up the kalim, shake the boat. It can't continue business as usual. This is the message, maybe, of these two Rabbeinu Yoinus. To digest this, we should all be able to shake the boat, shake up the boat. Be nepach l'shacher, be shovav b'shuvah shleima. This is the best gift that Hashem has given us. And be zeicha to a gemar chasim b'tayva.